42, meditation. There are different kinds of meditation. The elementary is concerned with holding certain thoughts firmly in the mind. The advanced is concerned with keeping all thoughts completely out of the mind. The highest is concerned with merging the mind blissfully in the oversoul. The following of these exercises is indispensable to train the mind to create a habit which will make entry into the meditative mood as easy in the end as it is hard in the beginning. Meditation should be begun with a short, silent prayer to the Oversoul, humbly beseeching guidance and grace. Every time a thought rears its head, evaluate it for what it is and then push it aside. Every time an emotion rushes up, recognize it too, for what it is, and detach yourself from it. This is the path of self-inquiry. For as you do these things, hold the will directed towards finding the center of your being. The wandering of thoughts stopped and the consciousness held steady. The next phase is to turn it, if he has not already started with that idea, towards the diviner part of himself in aspiration, in devotion, and in love. As he continues this inward focusing, the willed effort becomes easier and easier until it seems no longer needed at this point. It is replaced by something deep within coming up to the surface and taking him over. He should remain perfectly still, passive, embraced. One of the causes of failure to get any results from meditation is that the meditator has not practiced long enough. In fact, the wastage of much time is unprofitable. Distracted, rambling thinking seems to be the general experience. Yet, this is the prelude to the actual work of meditation in itself. It is a necessary excavation before the building can be erected. The fact is unpleasant, but must be accepted. If this experience of the first period is frustrating and disappointing, the experience of the second period is happy and rewarding. It is not merely an intellectual exercise. All the piety and reverence and worship gained from religion are needed here too. We must pray constantly to the soul to reveal itself.